This is Jody Peterson with the KVNF Regional Newscast. State lawmakers are reacting to the protests that are being held outside the Capitol in response to the death of George Floyd, a black man who was killed in police custody in Minnesota. KVNF's Scott Franz has more.
Senator Rhonda Fields, the vice chair of Colorado's Black Legislative Caucus, read the names of several African Americans who have been killed by police officers. She says lawmakers should show leadership on the issue and do more to condemn racist incidents.
It appears that the injustice continues time and time again, and I'm not seeing any change. The only change I'm seeing is someone has a cell phone and they record the action.
Hundreds of people gathered on the Capitol lawn for another day of protests as Fields spoke. The demonstrations, which have been happening in Denver since Thursday, have left the Capitol covered with broken windows and graffiti. Other lawmakers said they should take up bills to further prevent police brutality. I'm Scott Franz in Denver.
In Grand Junction, protests against police brutality and racism continued on Monday for the third day in a row, reports the Grand Junction Sentinel. Black Lives Matter advocates and others marched to the city's police station in a demonstration meant to send a message that what happened in Minneapolis cannot happen here. Several Colorado Mesa University students and members of the football team walked in Monday's protest, as did some Grand Junction police officers. In yesterday's newscast, we mentioned that a candlelight vigil and march were held on Sunday, but the vigil actually took place on Saturday. Another peaceful protest is planned for Tuesday evening. As a political squabble continues on the role of mail-in ballots, especially during this pandemic, a new survey asked Americans what they think. The Mountain West News Bureau's Madeline Beck reports.
The national survey found that most Americans support making it easier to vote by mail this November. However, there were some differences based on race, political affiliations, and where you live. In the Mountain West, Wyoming has some of the least support for mail-in ballots, whereas Colorado ranks near the top. Matthew Baum is a Harvard professor who co-authored the research. He also points out a political divide. More Democrats support it than Republicans, and he attributes that to the president's statements against it. He says if mail-in ballots sway a big election,
President Trump has opened the door to a possible line of attack against the outcome if you're on the losing side, presumably if you're a Republican.
Experts say mail-in voter fraud is rare. Besides a partisan divide, Baum also says that those who were more concerned about COVID-19 in the survey were also more likely to support mail-in ballots. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Madeline Beck.
As we head into the fourth month of the COVID-19 pandemic, the Department of Agriculture is continuing to expand food benefits for people in need. Amanda Peacher of the Mountain West News Bureau reports.
When COVID-19 hit, one of the first things that the USDA did was increase the benefit amounts for people on the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, formerly known as food stamps. Anya Rose is with the nonprofit Hunger Free Colorado.
It's brought a lot more SNAP dollars into household food budgets and into states to help with economic recovery.
It meant some people who usually get $16 a month are now getting $200 to buy groceries. People like Refugio Venegas in Westminster, Colorado.
I'm actually able to buy fish, chicken, and stuff that, you know, more food that's more healthier for me to eat.
The increase was funded by Congress as part of coronavirus relief packages. But the boost in benefits doesn't help the lowest income folks in our region. That's because they were already receiving the highest possible amount. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Amanda Peacher.
Visitors are starting to flock to communities across Colorado as the state begins to lift coronavirus restrictions. For KVNF News, Laura Palmisano speaks to Doug Price, a board member of the Colorado Tourism Office, about the summer tourism season during the pandemic.
In March, Colorado started coronavirus restrictions, including advising visitors not to come to the state. What's being told to travelers now?
Now we are taking a steady, really thoughtful path to reopening. And what visitors are being asked to do is literally check with the destinations that they are thinking about visiting, because there are different variances in place of what is open and what is not. So the state is really trying to push that decision of where people want to go down to the destination level and visiting the websites of places like Visit Colorado Springs, Visit Denver, Visit Grand Junction.
Summer is usually a busy time for Colorado with people coming from all over the world. How might this summer be different, and what has your office seen so far?
Well, we're seeing inquiries that are a little closer to home. Certainly, we're seeing inquiries for people who want to do travel planning that are from Colorado, but we're also seeing some neighboring states. Texas is always a big market for Colorado. And since it's a drive market, we are seeing interest from people in Texas that want to come and in from Kansas and places like that. And so we just know that the drive audience this summer is going to be our market more so than different markets where you would fly to longer distances.
And what are visitors being told about staying safe during this pandemic?
Clearly, the message on social distancing and wearing masks for the protection of others is something that, you know, is resonating with people. And so that is the new normal for not only the summer, but for the foreseeable future.
There's many communities across Colorado, including here on the western slope, such as Crested Butte, Gunnison, Montrose, Grand Junction, Lake City, that a lot of their economy is based on visitors coming. What have these cities and towns told your office, and what are their concerns?
I think the concern is that every day counts. And what I mean by that is when you think about there are attractions and hotels that are pretty seasonal, and they missed the spring break in March. Many of them missed Memorial Day weekend as well. So I think what people are throughout the state and on the western slope are concerned about is when will we be able to open so that we can take advantage of the summer season before school lets back in.
Colorado has a big summer concert and festival season. Many of these events have been canceled. How do you think this will affect visitation?
The research we have seen shows that people feel safest in their own personal car and being outdoors. So I absolutely appreciate that festivals and concerts and things are just probably not going to happen this summer, but we are so well poised as a state for people to do things outdoors that I do believe particularly Coloradans know what they feel safest doing. And so it's going to be about what we can do and what we can go out and enjoy versus understanding there are just things that we're not going to be able to do this summer, which is going to make it a different kind of summer for all of us.
That was Doug Price with the Colorado Tourism Office speaking to KVNF's Laura Palmisano. And that was the KVNF Regional Newscast. Thanks for listening.